Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
You thought I was to die for.
Amen, amen. The words of the song say, you thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you sacrificed your life. You cleaned me up inside. Glory to God. God thought we were worth something. That's why we are here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And today, amen, is the seventh day, which means it's time for our seventh day service, Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. Featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God, hallelujah, who will be joining us shortly, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. We want to lift your name up high and holy on today, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Of all the glory and all the praise. Lord, we want you to know we love you on today. Lord, we want you to know that we are ready and we want to receive your word on today. Hallelujah. Our hearts are open. Our ears are receptive. We are ready to hear what the word of the Lord has to say to the church on today. We want to bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have. And Lord, we want you to know we love you, we appreciate you, we magnify you, and Lord, we're just ready for what you got for us on today. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. The prayer line is open, and it is our seventh day service, Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. Amen. The AKA the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Hallelujah. Let's go to our opening scripture on today. Praise God. Our opening scripture is going to be coming from Mark chapter 11. Amen. Verses 22 through 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Hallelujah. And it reads, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. And I want you to look at verses 23 and 24 today. He said, verily I say unto you. So he's saying, what I'm about to tell you is the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I'm about to tell you is a fact. What I'm about to tell you can be proven. Hallelujah. All that is wrapped up in verily. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, verily I say unto you that whosoever, whosoever. So that word whosoever means that this does not apply to a particular person. Hallelujah. It doesn't work because you are Christian. It don't work because you are Hebrew. It don't work because you white. It don't work, hallelujah, because of your ethnicity. He said that don't have nothing to do with. Hallelujah. He said, I'm trying to teach you a principle of God that works whoever uses it. When he says whosoever, that means anybody who uses this principle, it will work for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said that whosoever shall say to this mountain, the mountain represents any obstacle that's in your path, anything that's trying to prevent you from getting to the other side. Because it's going to take a lot of time for you to walk around this mountain. It's going to take a lot of time for you to climb over this mountain. But God said you can tell the mountain to be removed. Hallelujah. Whatever barrier, hallelujah, that's preventing you from reaching whatever goal you have, it may be the color of your skin. It may be your gender. Hallelujah. It may be your religion or your nationality that's preventing you, hallelujah, through whatever racism, whatever bias exists in the world, preventing you from achieving the goal that you have set for yourself or that God has ordained for you in your life. Praise God. But you can tell whatever obstacle that is, be thou removed. Hallelujah. In other words, you got to get out of my way. Hallelujah. You cannot prevent me from reaching what I'm trying to reach. He said, and look, you don't have to do anything physically to get this obstacle to move out your way. Hallelujah. He said, if you say to it, if you speak to it, praise God. The old folks used to call this name it, claim it. Glory to God. Back in the 70s, 80s, early 90s, they had this thing called name it, claim it, that when the faith was going real hard, when people was just speaking things, and they, you see them pulling up in Mercedes and seeing they got houses and all this other stuff because they was naming it and claiming it, and then all of a sudden they said it didn't work. It's not that they didn't work, that they was naming it and claiming it but didn't learn how to maintain it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With everything you name and claim, it's going to come a bill. Glory to God. Maybe you won't even got to pay for the Mercedes, but you're going to have to pay for the oil change. Glory to God. You're going to have to pay for that fuse when the tail lights go out. Hallelujah. You're going to have to pay, amen, that house when the plumbing go out. You got to call the plumber. You're not a renter no more. You're an owner. You got to call the plumber and get the plumber to come out there and fix whatever problem that is when the windows break. Hallelujah. That's why they stopped naming it and claiming it when they should have just had maintained it. Glory to God. Name it, claim it, and maintain it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm on this morning. We're going to name it. Hallelujah. This is the last day of the year. So tomorrow start a new year. We need to start out with a different mindset. Hallelujah. Starting today, we're going to start naming it and claiming it. And once we obtain it, we got to maintain it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he says. Hallelujah. And be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass. That's the problem. We don't believe what we say. When you name something and you say, I'm going to get this, I'm going to achieve this. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to prosper. This is going to manifest in my life. This is going to happen. You got to believe that it's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us are praying for stuff we don't believe. Well, I'll go ahead and pray. We're doing it, amen, out of obligation or out of routine and not really believing what we're doing. That's why it's not working. He said you got to believe it in your heart. What is the heart? That is the subconscious mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to get deep inside your subconscious. Praise God. Hallelujah. And reprogram what's going on your belief system down in there. Hallelujah. Where you believe, hallelujah, that this principle of God works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah says, and if he believed those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have, watch this, whatsoever. It don't say he gonna have some of the things he say he won't. It don't say he gonna have a few of the things he say he won't. Hallelujah. It says whatsoever he said. Now that whatsoever is crucial, because that means this is not positive or negative. That's why a lot of y'all keep getting negative things into your life, because you keep speaking negative things into your life, and that's what keeps showing up. Negative. I ain't going to never get the job I want, and you don't never get the job you applied for, because that's what you said. Glory to God. I ain't going to never get my dream car. You never get it, because that's what you said. This me and this woman, we might as well break up now, because we're going to end up breaking up eventually. And y'all end up breaking up eventually because that's what you say. Hallelujah. Praise God. You spoke these things into existence in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you had whatsoever you asked God for. So you don't realize that's what you're doing when you're doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what he said in verse 24, though. Hallelujah. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, whatever you want, what things you want, hallelujah, when ye pray, when you commune with God, hallelujah, when you meditate, take that word pray out and put meditate. Meditate with God. Hallelujah, amen, to meditate on the thing. I'm talking about your vision board. When you get a board and you take pictures, cut them out, put them up there, the things you want from God. Hallelujah, praise God. When you write them down and make them plain, I don't care if you write them on Facebook, you write everything else on Facebook, write your dreams down on Facebook. He said make it plain so that those that run with it can run with it, whether they believe it or not. Hallelujah. It wasn't the point whether they believed it. You had to write it down. Hallelujah. Because they're going to believe it when they see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he say, believe that ye have received it. Believe that you have received them. Believe that you have received it. What is this? Hallelujah. This is when you use your faith like money. Glory to God. You use your faith like a debit card, like a credit card. Like, you know, you go online, you go to Amazon, and you pick out what you want, and then you put your credit card number in, all that information, and then you press order, and your order goes through, and you believe you already got it, even though it ain't showed up to the house yet. Hallelujah. This is what faith is. This is what Jesus is saying. He said when you commune with God, when you believe that you're going to receive those things, you got to believe you already got it. You got to believe that thing that you want is already paid for and it's already on the way, even though you ain't received it yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when you believe that you've already got it, then you going to get it. That's the whole key, is your belief system. Hallelujah. You got to believe that you're going to receive the things in which you ask God for. You got to believe, praise God, hallelujah, that your marriage is going to get better. You got to believe that your career path is going to get better. You got to believe, amen, that the money flow is going to open up in your life. The spiritual flow, the health flow is going to open up in your life. You got to believe these things, because the believe it or not, the more you believe, hallelujah, the more things will manifest in your life. If you look back over your life, most of the things you've manifested have been negative things. Praise God. It's hard to find a good man. I can't find a good woman, and you keep saying that. Praise God, and you can't find one because that's what you keep saying. Praise God. Did your business ventures never work out? Hallelujah, because you always complain how hard it is. Praise God, hallelujah, that every time you tried, you failed. So that's why you keep failing, because these are the things that you keep speaking on in your life. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, if you want next year, if you want 2023 to be better than 2022, then first you got to change your belief system. It's not just enough to change the way you talk if you don't believe what you're saying. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, a lot of people worship me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. Your mouth can say one thing, but you can believe something totally different. Hallelujah. 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 And just to go a little further, this is a principle of the Lord, of God. This is a principle of God that Jesus, Yahshua, is telling us works. No matter who does it, no matter who tries it, this principle of God works. Whatever thing you want to manifest in your life, if you speak it and believe it, it will manifest in your life. Glory to God. But he says, hallelujah, in verse 25, don't forget to forgive. While you achieving and receiving all these things, because some of us, once we really figure out how to work this principle, hallelujah. All it's going to take is one thing to manifest, and all of a sudden you just going to be manifesting stuff left and right, glory to God. He said, while you achieving all the treasures of the world, hallelujah, don't forget to forgive. Don't forget about your soul. He said, because if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So what? In other words, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? You still got up with me. You still got a problem with me. And because you got a problem with me, hallelujah, you gonna end up in eternal damnation because of your unforgiveness. Won't it be messed up for the person you mad at to make it in? And you end up in hell.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What kind of afterlife would that be? We are puzzled about what it's like. What is it gonna be like? Is hell like this? Is heaven like? First of all, I don't want to find out what hell is like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the last thing I want to do. Praise God and figure out what hell is like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we want to see what heaven is like. We got to remember to forgive. We got to remember, amen, to let go and let God. We got to remember that the vengeance is his. Hallelujah. And we got to remember, most of all, hallelujah, most of all, praise God, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. So no matter how much material things we achieve, praise God, no matter how many things we accomplish in the earth, hallelujah, we still don't continue as we leave this earth going to eternal damnation. In the world, you're going to have a big, have a gold chest. Hallelujah. They might send you out like Michael Jackson and Biggie, just roaming the streets so everybody can get to, but your soul will be in hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to move forward today, hallelujah, we can work the principle. We can achieve all these earthly possessions that we want. Glory to God. But don't forget to forgive. Hallelujah. So that the Heavenly Father who is in heaven will forgive you of your sins also. And once again, that is Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. That's our opening scripture on today, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And as always, we invite you to go back, read it for yourself, study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. Praise God. If you meditate on the word of God, God, amen, will begin to enlighten you, hallelujah, and give you revelation, praise God, that you can use in your own life. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, everybody that has tuned in. This is our Seventh-day service out of the mouth of God Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building, and it is time to receive our Seventh-day end of the year, hallelujah, word on today, coming from none other than the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, amen, out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the house on today. I am talking about none other than our very own, my brother in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God praise. Amen. Everybody, hallelujah. Come on and lift the Lord up this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Come on and bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he woke you up this morning, come on and give him the praise and the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We made it to the end of 2022.
Yes, we did.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There were so many that did not make it. Amen. But we made it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got a right to give God praise. You got a right to give God glory. Hallelujah. It's all right that he has seen me through danger, seen and unseen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that don't nobody deserve your praise but the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Don't nobody deserve our praise but him. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
I don't know about you, beloved, but you know what? Yahshua said in his word, he said that he saved the what? Best for last. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, that the Bible said that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody better catch what the Holy Spirit is saying. I ain't got no script. I'm just flowing with the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give him the praise. Glory to God. Amen. You might well go, we might well go and let our hair down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We made it. You made it. Ain't no need to try to look pretty now. You done made it. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what's funny? Glory to God. I feel like the last day of school, you know, on the last day of school, you know, you let your head out. You don't care. Amen. You done passed. Glory to God. You go in there. Amen. You just want to just have fun. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many of you know that you can't have fun if you didn't pass the test? Come on here, somebody.
Right.
God done brought us through.
Amen.
And so we need to give him the praise that say, Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many can testify that I almost didn't make it through this year? Come on here, somebody. How many can testify that there was times I wanted to give up? How many would testify that I didn't know how I was going to make it, but the Lord seen me through? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many you had to cut off some folks this year?
Amen.
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 How many?
Oh my God.
How many you know that the higher you get up in the air, that if you want to go higher, that you got to let some things go in order so you can elevate?
Amen.
Amen.
God is saying in this year, thank you, Lord. He just spoke to me. He said, shake off everything from 2022. He said, shake off everything. Don't carry nothing into the new year but him.
Amen.
Glory to God. And how many know that the more we praise him, the more it enables us to shake it off. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
A lot of us need to have a, what's her name? Mariah Carey spirit. I got to shake it off. You need to sing that to the devil. I had to shake it off. Because the loving ain't the same. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had to shake you off, devil, because the loving ain't the same. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I had to shake you off because you were trying to kill me. I had to shake you off. You were trying to stop my blessings. Look, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Here's somebody say, it's time for a new thing, neighbor. It's time for a new thing. It's time for 2023. And in 2023,
amen. Okay.
God's going to do something totally different. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's time for a new beginning. It's time for a new attitude. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today. We thank God and we give God praise. And we give God the glory. I want to, first of all, give honor to the Most High for this opportunity to be able to minister to God's people. Amen. I feel good news, and I feel bad news. For those that can't receive the good news, come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I come as God's messenger only to deliver what he's already put in my spirit to say. Giving honor to my beautiful wife, and queen and first lady. Amen. To our wonderful kids. Amen. To my dear brother, Elder Andre Prevost.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
The Prince of Preachers. Amen. To his wife and First Lady. Amen. Send greetings to you as well. To all of the fellowship, amen. I send greetings. I'm not going to be long before you this morning, but I want to deliver the Holy Ghost mail that has been put to my charge. Those of us who don't fully understand what is happening, the enemy has mixed some tares among the wheat. And the only way we're going to know who's who is by the Spirit of God. I want to say, take this time to turn up your prayer life, your word life, and your praise life. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Amen.
I believe, beloved, that we should praise our way in to 2023. A lot of cloning is going to take place. in 2023. It's going to be hard to find a real person in 2023. Church will not be as usual in 2023. But I'm here to tell you, if you hold on to God, you will see the salvation of the Lord. The nation has been infested with a virus. And the virus is disobedience. How many of you know that we can't get God's best and give God our less? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is going to bless those of us who have fully committed to him. If you believe that and receive that in your spirit, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'll say that. I'll say that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The nation going to go through a recession. I don't know if you can hear me. I said the nation is about to go through a recession.
Uh-huh.
But God's people is going to reap the blessing.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Neighbor, can I tell you something?
Amen.
God is about to make us a millionaire. I don't know if you can grasp that in your spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Boy, I felt that in the Holy Ghost. God said, say it again. God's about to make us a millionaire. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many of you believe that God can transfer wealth?
Amen.
Watch out, Holy Ghost. You're messing with me right now. How many of you know that God can transfer wealth?
Amen.
Wealth don't belong to the devil. Wealth belongs to God. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Wealth belongs to God. Why are you thinking Deuteronomy to God says, I give you power to get what? Wealth. Oh, y'all ain't ready for wealth. Hallelujah. Y'all too quiet. God said, I give you power to get wealth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know that God ain't worried about the economy? How many know that God ain't worried about what they talking about? God is saying, I'm still God. I'm still just as rich as I was. I still got all power. The earth is still mine. Hallelujah. And they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. You got to understand the God you serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The plague that has hit this nation is so that we can come out with abundance.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me turn my volume up. I don't think you heard what the Lord said just now. Remember in Egypt when the last plague hit, Pharaoh was so eager to let him go, he said, yes, go. He didn't care. He said, just get out of my presence. God's about to hit so hard that they're going to have to say,
yes,
get out of here.
Amen.
They don't have to let us go.
Hallelujah.
Because they ain't going to have no choice but to let us go. But how many of you know that all of this is leading up to the coming of the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Some folk don't believe in the rapture, but I tell my people that God has given me to stay rapture ready. I tell them to stay light for the flight. Come on here, somebody. You can't take no weight with you. That's why the Bible says lay aside what? Every weight. Come on here, somebody. You don't want nothing that's going to stop you from making the flight. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I said, neighbor, I got to make the flight. So whatever I got to let go of, I'm letting go of because I can't miss my heavenly flight. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is coming.
Yes.
Yes,
he is.
Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
And he's coming for those that is expecting his coming. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you what's in my spirit to tell you about 2023. 2023 is going to be hell for those who have given their life to the devil.
That's right.
But for those of us who have given our life to God, God is saying, I'm going to keep you. How many know that God is a keeper? Somebody need to give God praise right now. So how many know that God is a keeper?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Hey, maybe he ain't never kept you, but I'm a witness. So cool. Yeah, and I believe somebody else is a witness too. That he will keep you.
Glory to God.
Let me tell you how much of a keeper God is. God will keep you even when you don't want to be kept. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. How many can hear me this morning? God will keep you even when you don't want to be kept.
Yes, sir.
Were you about to go out there and turn up, the Holy Ghost will tell you, turn it down. We ain't doing that today. Oh, I feel like going out and get my groove on. No, we ain't going there today.
Amen.
How many of you can testify that God will keep you like that? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Ain't he a good God? Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, y'all, 2023 is our year. I hear in my spirit new beginning, transformation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
New beginning, transformation. God's about to blow up in your life. Oh, y'all didn't hear what the Holy Ghost just said. He said he about to blow up in your life.
Life, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
God is about to give our haters a reason to hate. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
But it's time to style and profile for the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
How many of you know that when that natural wine ran out, God pulled out his best wine?
Amen.
And they didn't even know where it came from.
Amen.
But their disciples knew where it came from. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. God says, I'm about to take your dirt and turn it into wine.
Hallelujah.
The water that they had was foot washing water. From them washing their feet. But by the time it got to the Lord, he had turned that foot washing water into wine. And the cold part about it is that it was the best wine they had ever tasted. People that was trying to use our dirt on us, God is saying, I'm about to turn that into wine.
Amen.
You ain't catching what the Holy Ghost saying. He said, what they meant for evil, I'm about to use it for your good.
Yeah.
So while you trying to look at my imperfection, God going to take my imperfection and use that and serve it as the wine. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And the cold thing about it is that they're going to be so caught up in how good it tastes, they're not going to be able to figure out where it came from. They ain't gonna even try to wonder where it came from. All they know that this is the best wine I've ever tasted. If you only knew, what the Lord delivered me out of, you might not want to drink it. But you so caught up because God did a new thing in my life, you can't even tell. Come on here, somebody. Y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost is saying. He said, you ain't got no past. Your past is your present. If any man be in Christ, boy, he's a new creature.
A new creature.
This going to be the year, beloved, that we going to see the glory of the Lord. And God said, because you didn't listen to the voice of a stranger. See, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice.
Uh-huh.
And the voice of a stranger. See, when they were saying, go get vaccinated, that should have been a strange voice to us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank God. That ain't what my God telling me. He said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, be still and know that I'm God. That's what he's telling me. He's telling me I'm still the God that healeth you. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
God's about to do this thing, beloved. Somebody give him the praise that it's already done.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you can feel your changes here?
Amen.
Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till what? My change come. He was waiting on his appointed time. How many know that your appointed time is right now? Somebody give God another sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So we give God the praise this morning and the glory. Hallelujah. While the Spirit of God is still moving, come on in, Elder, and catch some of this. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Are you ready for the new year? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready
yes,
for
ma'am.
The big God's about to do this year. Hallelujah. Do you believe him for it on today? Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 God is transfer some wealth. Hallelujah. Amen. He says the wicked is laid up. Hallelujah. For the righteous. Glory to God. Everything they got belongs to you. Hallelujah. See, they did most of the work. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe God for it. Hallelujah. They did most of the work. All you got to do is wait for God to do the transfer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. All today, we thank God, hallelujah, for the transfer. On today, glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow. A lot of people, well, I'm going to start tomorrow. You can start today. Believe God for it today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on today. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for the man of God on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word that you put in his belly for us on today. We want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the abundance and the transfer of wealth that you are about to do on today, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch the man of God. Crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have on his life, Lord. We thank you for the generational blessing that you have on his life, Lord. And we continuously lift the man of God up to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you're doing in his life and in his ministry. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, hallelujah, we truly thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah, we truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah, amen, and we thank God, hallelujah, for the word. It's about to be a transfer, hallelujah, praise God, of wealth, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to be ready to receive it. Hallelujah on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for the man of God bringing forth the word. If you want to get in touch with the man of God, if you want to learn more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, we encourage you, amen, to reach out to the man of God at 562-542-7794. Once again, that's 562-542-7794. That's Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Glory to God. If you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, if you want to sow a seed into his ministry, glory to God, we encourage you, amen. Call him up, shoot him a text message, glory to God. Hallelujah. He will be more than happy to hear from you on today. Amen. And we thank God once again for each and every last one of you that has called in, everybody that is tuned in. We have truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead at this time and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. So he can give his final announcement and the benediction. On today, glory to God. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God on today.
Thank you, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings and prosperity. We have heard the ordinance of Elder. Amen. And amen. Just be blessed on today. Amen. Celebrate. This is the last day of this year. The door is about to close, but another one getting ready to open. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, the Bible says that God opened doors that no man can close, that God closed doors that no man can open.
That's
right. And so I just want to encourage you in this new year, give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And remember, ain't nobody mad but the devil.
That's right.
Let that sink in, beloved. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Is everybody glad that's on God's side? Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
So if there's no comments, do anybody have any comments before I close it out? If not, I'm getting ready to close it out. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that there will be a transferring of wealth. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous and for the just. We thank you, Lord God, this is our time, this is our year, this is our season, God, to walk in the blessings and the promises that you have given us. We thank you right now, Lord God. We give you the praise. I don't know about I just hear the Lord saying, big money.
Yes,
wealth
Lord.
Is coming.
Yes,
wealth
Lord.
Is coming. He said, praise me for the wealth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
How many know that wealth goes down to generations?
Yes.
How many know you can leave your children something when you come in the well?
Yes.
How many know you can leave your children's children something when you come in the well?
That's right.
And that's what God is about to release to us in 2023. Tell somebody, said, the wealth of the Lord is mine. Come on here, somebody.
The Lord is mine. The wealth of the Lord is mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God, Lord, we give you the praise and we thank you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're now turning back over to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Elder, bless you. It's back in your hands.
Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah for the seventh-day message on today. Hallelujah. Generational wealth. Financial stability. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
It's 2023. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for it on today. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We will be back online for sure. Amen. On Monday night. Amen. It's the same Monday night at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. Hallelujah. Monday night. Join us for the Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night, of course, with Apostle Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time on today. And as we always say, don't forget to say your prayers and just see that God can manifest in your life. Hallelujah. On today. And have a blessed day. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. For now, let's let it rain. Glory to God.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
I feel the rain. Amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, cause yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here. Thank you.
everything.
Yeah.
not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God.
I'm not afraid. once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would have never seen it coming. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. It all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say you leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you've never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter. I own a label and guess what? I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back,
listen.
On all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, you left. Call me when your name I call. See, you keep on looking out for me.
Say it again.
Every time I look back.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
Listen.
On all the stuff I've been through. I pray through. I cry through. And then I try you. And just when I was about to fall. Your love. Call me when your name I call.
What's his name? Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. And just when you thought the night would never end. Son, yay, I'm not you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling
what?
Low. And just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about?
Looking
out.
Looking out.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and talk. You keep on.
Looking out.
Come on and say,
you keep on
looking out for me. talking about. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Looking up.
It's what I love. It's right. Listen, listen, listen. I shouldn't be here today.
And when I look back on my mistakes, it hadn't been for your grace. I don't know where I'd be, where I'd go. Who can love me like you do? And who can hold me when I'm gone?
What's his name?
Jesus, you keep on.
Yes, sir.
Looking out.
Come on, come on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time after time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Say it right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Good God, honey.
Looking out for me.
Break the music, break the music.
Looking out for me,
Jesus. Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, baby, yeah.
You keep on.
Oh.
Looking out for me.
Do you love the Lord?
You keep on.
I can't hear y'all. Jesus.
Forget, I want you to remember this, that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary,
think I'm being extra, that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo,
you don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me, say, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never work, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D., because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary's your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Thank you.
to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah. not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in me.